Give me Secretary McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ready?
Bob?
Yes, Mr. President.
Had a wonderful talk with this good man, and he certainly is a good man.
He surely is, Mr. President.
I had intended to call you, and he got in before I realized it was 5:30 to ask you about the Alex Johnson thing, but he seemed to be real enthusiastic about it. He raised it himself.
I talked to him about it after I got back. He was very pleased. He and Alex Johnson served together in Japan 20 or 30 years ago.
He said that he felt a little sad. He was leaving his military career, and this would end it for him. He has a problem with his family, a little more serious, really, than I had understood, but I'm glad I didn't, because it might have deterred me. He said that he doesn't know, he got to get them settled, and he's got this nice house, and he's got to move out of it. He said he could take a little time, and he wants to go around and look, try to find something. In some way, we can tell the new man to stay put for a while and not move that woman quick.
That's right. I told Max he could have 1 week, 1 month, 6 months in that house, not to worry about it.
Tell your new man that what your problem is, and that you'll send him off and move him into some other place and let that woman stay there a while.
That's right. I fully agree with that.
He's gonna want to come back within a year.
Yeah.
And if we could just change title but let him keep the house for a while, I think it'd be a good thing, because he's gonna be worried with her, you know, and she's gonna be upset moving, and you know how those things are.
Yeah.
So you look into that for us. And I talked to him about see, he had any financial problems, and told him we'd work on those, and he said, well, he hoped he wouldn't have, but if he did, he'd talk to you about them.
Well, he will, and I told, in the sense that I'm sure the compensation will be different, he'll have extra costs, and I told him I'd definitely take care of that one way or another, either out of government funds or out of private foundation funds.
All right, now, I told him to get any people here that he wanted, and if anybody was hesitant to go or to turn them loose, let me know, and I'd call them, and I don't know, we talked about Gard and Forrestal and Sullivan and some of them, and he said he was going to talk to Alex Johnson, and they'd get a list of people that they wanted, but let's sure enough get him the best ones we can.
I think we ought to ensure that they take at least two out of that four.
I wish you'd be thinking what I could say at a press conference, and I might have to meet with you and Rusk and some of them in the morning. I think I'm going to have one pretty soon. I haven't had one 3 weeks now, and they're getting pretty rough over here, and I imagine it'll be a rough one. I see the Hearst paper's got a banner headline that we're moving a Marine division into the Vietnam area. There's nothing to that, is there?
No.
Taylor said he didn't know about it. Wait just a second, let me. Showdown in Asia. We move up Marine Division, Hong Kong. A United States Airborne Marine Division has been moved into Southeast Asian waters in support of a continuing buildup for American air strength in the area.
We don't have an Airborne Marine Division. The Marine Divisions, of which there are three on active duty, are all seaborne and directly associated with the Navy. We keep units of a Marine division at sea out in that area, and they may be referring to something of that kind.
The super carrier Kitty Hawk, which carries atomic weapons cruising the coast, and strong force jet bomber, also has been moved south in Japan and Okinawa. These moves are interpreted in both military and diplomatic circles as a term, but obviously an incident could precipitate a crash from which neither side could easily withdraw. It's assumed that on long view, America is increasing its arms strength, rallying wider Western support, and adopting a tougher line generally so as to be able to negotiate in a position of greater strength. Right or wrong, there's a hardening conviction in North Vietnam because of acute economic problems. So forth. Showdown in Asia, that's the banner, and then under it says we move up Marine Division.
Well, it's nothing to it, Mr. President.
Well, I hope they've read it.
That is one of the moves we can take at some time, but we haven't made any unusual deployments. We embark and disembark Marine units on these Navy task forces as they move through that area and out again. But there's nothing unusual going on at present.
Okay, much better.
Thank you.